Youth Baseball Talk, powered by Baseball U, the nation's youth baseball network. Brought to you by Lineup Media Group. Now, your host, Jim Cromer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Youth Baseball Talk, powered by Baseball Youth, the nation's youth baseball network. I'm your host, Jim Cromer, and I'd like to welcome back all of our listeners that follow us on a weekly basis and all of our new listeners that find us, whether it be just recently or if you found us a while back and you're getting caught up on episodes. I'd like to get our part two of our interview with Trevor Stocking with Zepp. And, you know, he's the baseball products manager over there. And we learned a lot on you know, our first part of this show about Zepp, kind of where it came from. And interestingly enough, I find it interesting that it came from golf, because I love to play golf. And of course, I enjoy the game of baseball. And I actually played one time in a pro-am as I, you know, my old job, I got to do some of that sort of stuff. And one of the kids that was on the tour had a swing coach, and he asked us, he said, "Would you mind if my swing coach came with us for the second nine?" And he was just being respectful, and we were all like, "Absolutely, no problem at all." And it was interesting. He heard me talking about baseball to somebody, and the guy came over, and we were talking about the swing and all this kind of stuff. And he said, "You know, interestingly enough, a lot of the same things that we teach as a golf swing are taught by some of the best baseball instructors." And I thought it was odd when he first said it. And then he kind of went through his spiel and he said, "Really, it's just the hand path. You know, you want to be behind the ball. You want to rotate, you know, the hips want to lead. And, you know, you want to go this way, not around the body." There was some really, you know, it was one of the first times that I ever had somebody that, you know, wasn't in a coach's uniform for baseball kind of explaining the proper swing path and some of the key points of a swing to me. So I found it very interesting when I first got introduced to Zepp, and I saw some of the things that were on the website. And then you know, obviously, if you go out and you see it in stores, you see the you have it for golf clubs, you have it for this. So it is interesting how the two have come together. But you know, from our initial interview with Trevor and the first part of it, we learned a lot about the history of Zepp. We've learned how to use it. We've learned some of the great things you get as becoming a user of Zepp, especially the Coaches Center, which, again, that was new to me. I had no idea, because I think what I get from a lot of my listeners and all you guys out there, and I really appreciate you guys sending it in, is, okay, this is great. It tells me, you know what, it tells me my swing's terrible. Now what do I do? Well, you know, Zepp has an answer for that. You know, here's what you do. And you know, and hopefully you have a good coach and good parents, good instructor, whatever, that can really use the stuff, and you can use the drills. So I know that we're moving in an unbelievable direction with Zepp, and you know, you would have to imagine that something like this is only going to get better. So you know, now that I've I'm inviting Trevor back into the show, Trevor, welcome back.
Thank you.
You guys, this just in the last few days, have made a major announcement, and you did it from spring training, and rightfully so, because of who you made the announcement with. And you guys have kind of taken another great product, along with your great product, along with arguably one of the greatest players to ever play, much less one of the greatest players in the game today, and you guys have formed this massive alliance, and you're going to take this to another level. Why don't you let our listeners know exactly what you guys are doing and where you're going?
Well, we announced the first World's First Smart Bat, and actually Mike Trout is going to have his own signature model, the bat that he uses. We'll have a sensor inside the knob to allow for, in a sense, in-game use and the feeling like you're just using your normal game bat. So called Powered by Zepp, and it's going to kind of bring in a whole new level of equipment in terms of the bat, and then also the information and access to game data. You know, practice data is wonderful, and we've had a heck of a lot of it, but our ultimate goal is, you know, what do you do in the game, and how do you improve those things? So game data is really cool, and to have Mike Trout using his own signature bat and then making that available for everybody is very, very exciting for us.
What is his signature bat?
He has the Mike Trout old hickory wood bat, actually. So the game bat that he uses for all of his games, he's actually used it since high school. That's his bat.
Yeah, I think it's pretty widely known that he's a big fan of Old Hickory. And again, there's lots of great equipment out there. But Mike Trout, obviously, is an Old Hickory fan. And so you guys have kind of, I guess, to some degree, partnered both with Mike Trout and Old Hickory. And now you're going to provide this in-game experience availability to – and you said it, and you know, I think we all know it, but sometimes we think, well, what are we supposed to do? We can't do anything about it. But in-game, you know – what do we always say? Guy looks great in a cage, and he gets in a game, and then he gets away from what he knows. And, boy, it sure would be nice to have some data on that. So is that the thinking along the lines here of where you guys are going?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we want every bat to be smart bat-enabled, you know, where it, the sensor can go inside of it, no matter who the brand is. Obviously, with Mike coming to us and kind of – bringing that relationship together with Old Hickory and his bat, and you know, starting with spring training, that was a wonderful start. And you know, with groups like Perfect Game and so on, who use wood bats exclusively in the summer, it was just a perfect start and to kind of bring fun and better information into the game of baseball. But yeah, to me, I think, you know, there's going to be a time very soon where. We're going to be able to collect data on anybody's bat, wood or metal, going forward.
Now,
that's probably our ultimate goal.
So let's just say now we've got so we've graduated now. We've got the kid that's been using the ZEP sensor, and he wants to graduate, I guess would be the term, to the Mike Trout system, or for lack of a better description. So he would purchase
Mike Trout Smart Bat?
Yeah, the Mike Trout Smart Bat. Great. Okay, there we go. That's the official name. So the Mike Trout Smart Bat, what's the process of that? Like, how does that go down? Like, obviously, we're going to talk a little bit in a minute some of the best ways to get your hands on a ZEP, but if you want to do this, since you're obviously involving another bat company, kind of what's the process there of, you know, obviously you got to get the bat, right?
Well, I think that announcement in terms of retail and when you can start getting ZEP bats smart enabled, that'll be right around summertime. And I think the easiest place to go to initially will be ZEP.com. But how we kind of envision this is kind of like a Nike Plus in the shoe, where all the bats will have a cup inside where the sensor can be put into it. And then you'll automatically have a smart bat. So if I want to take that sensor out and give it to somebody else to use, I can do that just like with the mount right now. If I want to keep it in the bat and just charge it in the bat, I can do the same thing. Heaven forbid you grow out of your bat and you need a new one. You don't have to buy a whole other sensor. You just take it out and put it in the new bat. So they'll be powered by ZEP bats, and they'll have a cavity inside that you can feed the sensor in.
Well, you just made a lot of parents happy, because I'm sure what we had going on out here is we got a bunch of kids listening, a bunch of parents, and the kids are going, I got to have one. And the parents are going, okay, that's great. And then I get it, and then you outgrow it, and then I got to get another ZEP, or is it in there? Or, you know, they're wooden bats, they break, right? So you just made a lot of people happy. So the actual ZEP sensor I'm sure it fits in there kind of snug. So, you know, you got to get it out of there, but it is removable, and then you put it back in another one, correct?
Absolutely. Just like our current sensor, where it's, you know, you can use the same sensor for golf, for baseball, for tennis, and so on. It's just removable, and you can take it anywhere you go. So, you know, on this side of it, it'll be inside the bat, and you'll be able to have, you know, the feel of your game bat, and then also, you know, bring it out onto the field and see what your data looks like when, you know, you're facing somebody throwing 80 miles an hour, as opposed to those easy controlled swings you have in the cage. And from my side, I think, you know, if I know what I'm doing in a game, it'll better shape the way that I can practice and prepare for that next game. And to me, that's the most important thing, other than, you know, selfishly from my end, I want to know what's going on in the data and then help us make better decisions on which metrics are best for people. So it's pretty exciting. It's going to open up a whole new world of understanding in the way that players get better. And you know, I just got back from spring training with Mike, and so we introduced the smart bat to him, and he actually used it on the field with the Angels, and he brought the bat out, and it's the first time anybody's ever seen it before. And all of a sudden, within about 2 minutes, he had, you know, some of the best players in baseball on the Angels, you know, asking what that was. And all of a sudden, a couple other guys started grabbing the bat, and all of a sudden they had a hitting competition live on the field with the sensor, because we were doing live data. It was pretty incredible. I mean, yeah, these pro guys turning into kids just from the smart bat on the field. And it was pretty exciting to see that. And you ended up having different players from different teams had an all-star come up and ask, you know, is it really true that Trout got his own bat with the sensor in it? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, well, can you get me three or four of those? You know, it was pretty, it's really cool. I mean, it's just a whole new level that, you know, we have the Zeph experience already, and you're able to bring it into your game data and your experience, you know, to have, at the end of the day, we all want to be better in the game, as opposed to just having a really cool and awesome swing in practice. So, it's awesome, you know. And then from the other side of it, the fan engagement side, the ability to bring, you know, entertainment into the game as well and make it more fun down the road. You know, maybe you have live, you know, everybody has pitching data and so on, of velocity. To be able to bring in the other side of the hitter is pretty exciting on the entertainment side as well. So lots of new things, and Mike Trout's pretty excited for it, and we were able to collect, you know, a lot of data from these guys live, which is awesome.
Well, I mean, think about the game and the way it's changed, as far as, to your point, how we've made it fun and exciting. You know, I remember years ago when, obviously, the radar gun, they'd show the radar gun, especially guys that were throwing hard. You know, you'd be like, oh, wow, that's awesome. And then I guess it was, I don't even want to guess how long ago it was, but, you know, it wasn't too long ago that they started showing exit speed. And then with some of the new technology, you know, they'd show the guys running and how they closed on balls and how fast they were in steals. So, I mean, we're a world driven by, you know, excitement. And, you know, this adds another sense of excitement to the game. So, you know, for me, you know, knowing, you know, what Mike Trout does, how he does it, how he goes about it. I mean, not everybody can be Mike Trout, you know, physically or even athletically. But, you know, if you want to try to work on your swing, and again, we're back to what we always say, and that is, you know, if you want to be the best player you can be, well, you got to find a way to go out and get there. So this is a tool to use so that you can try to enhance your game. And you guys are partnered with more than just Mike Trout. I mean, obviously Mike Trout is Mike Trout, right? I mean, he's one of the best players in the game, and who knows where the sky's the limit for this guy before it's all over. We might be calling him a Hall of Famer and one of the best players ever. But you guys are associated with more than just Mike Trout. I know you guys have some Zep pros. If you want to touch on some of those, that'd be great.
Yeah, our roster is pretty exciting. So we have Trout, we have Donaldson, we have Stanton, we have Rizzo, we have Altuve, we have Hunter Pence, we have Paul Goldschmidt, we have George Springer, we have Will Myers, we have Jenny Finch, we have David Ortiz. You know, we wanted to have a broad spectrum of different types of players. Not, you know, everybody can't be Mike Trout, like they said, but, you know, Jose Altuve, who's 5'5", you know, what does his swing look like? Everybody talks about Hunter Pence and his different style. What does that swing look like? You know, everybody has their own swing signature, and, you know, how do you make it work? So that roster of players has kind of allowed us to collect data from some of the very best that also have, you know, unique styles and ways that kids can kind of look at and experience their heroes. So that's pretty exciting. And going back to the smart bat or just the sensor in general, it's, you know, these players have access to this high level data that we're doing. And with Zep, with, you know, it's $99 on Zep.com right now. I have access to do the exact same things that these players are doing so that I can make my swing better and have better at bats and have better stats. So I'm having more fun and potentially making more teams and maybe, who knows, someday playing with a guy like Mike Trout. You know, and that's our goal of you know, incorporating the pros and giving people goals to strive for and having good experiences with, you know, the people they look up to.
Okay, well, you kind of touched on where I'm going. So this is all great information. I mean, here in the second part of our interview, we've learned about Zep. We've learned about what it can do. We've learned about how it can help you. We've obviously touched on the fact that, you know, one of the best players in the game is not only endorsing it, but he's using it to become the best player he can. We have a whole slew of great players that are using it to enhance their swing. We got people all over the country using it to try to enhance their players, and whether you're 10 or 20 years old. You even touched on something that I think is great. I mean, we have Jenny Finch, who's obviously one of the most well-known softball players in the world. So we're including our girls on this as well. But now we get down to the brass tacks here. You know, where can we get it? And the easy answer there is I think you can get it in a lot of places, because I don't know too many baseball places I go that I don't see that it's available. But I know that you mentioned a special price that you can get through Zep.com right now. And I just want to tell people that what I'm finding here is, and I'll let you kind of expand on it, is you can get – you guys have a little thing here where you can get the bundle, and you get a Zep baseball or softball sensor kit. You get a 5-pack of the bat mounts. Now, that would be what attaches to your bat and the actual device fits into. Then you have a device flex mount, which I'll let you expand on that, because I don't know what that is. And then the coach's content, which we discussed earlier, where you have access to all these drills and everything you can do to be better. And this is all a $199 value, and you can get it right now, and I'm assuming through Zep.com, for $99.99. So why don't you make sure that I've relayed that information correctly, and then also touch on the device flex mount as well.
Yeah, pretty crazy deal.
Yeah.
I think first and foremost, the app is free. So you can go to the Android store, the Apple store right now, and type in Zep Baseball and download the app. And then that'll give you access to all the pro swings as well as all the drills that we have. And you can access the Coaches Center for free as well when you create an account. And then from there, if you want to actually get the data, which I know we all do, and the connectivity of the sensor, you can go on to Zep.com, and we have this special coaches bundle right now where another thing, being a coach and being in the product development, we wanted you to be able to put all of your players in the app. So with one sensor, I can control my entire team. I don't have to buy a sensor for every player for affordability purposes. So I would just add my whole team in the app, and then I can, if I share a sensor with different players, I can just switch to their account live inside the app while they take swings. And we created it actually for major league teams when they were taking batting practice to be able to easily switch between players going through a round and collecting all their data. So that data would go into each individual player's account, and then they'd have access to it after you're done with them. And so I can set goals for all of my players. I can come back later and see what their swings are like that day and so on. And when you talked about having multiple mounts, this mount pack where you get 5 mounts, that means that I can put mounts on 5 different players' bats, and they can just take a sensor out of the mount and put it in the next player's bat, just quickly and run through. And so that's very important from a coach's perspective, as well as if I have multiple kids in my house, so I can, each kid can have their own and they feel like it's separate, while also being able to afford it for the whole family. The tripod that we had, the flex mount, one of the coolest features, one of my favorites, I used to always do video, and I hated having to do video where I would take swings with a player. We would go out of the cage, we would edit the video, it would take 5 minutes per swing, and then we'd make an adjustment. It would take 3 weeks to make true adjustments because of that time. With the Zep sensor, you can actually turn on the video inside of the app, and it'll automatically take video for you while capturing the metrics. So if I take 100 swings in a row, it'll cut the video to 2 seconds before impact and 1 second after to each swing that I take, and it'll put it into its own little section. And I'll be able to analyze the video, see a 3D playback, and then also see the metrics of that swing, all with just the app and the sensor. So we put in this flex tripod where you can put it on a ball bucket or on an L screen or on a backstop, and then you have pretty much your own video editor anywhere that you go, which is pretty unbelievable. So this coaches pack is inside the coaches center. You have to create your own account. If you just want to buy just the box with the sensor and the mount and the charger, it's also at Zep.com for $99 right now.
Wow, pretty impressive stuff. I got to tell you, that's a good value. And I think the neat thing for me is that you guys have made it affordable. Because, when you hear about all this technology, sometimes, you start thinking, okay, well, that sounds great and I may need it, but can I afford it? So I would say that you guys have conquered the affordability issue of anything like this. And, you see a lot of... you see a lot of great hitting guys out there, and they do it to remind parents, I think, and people that, you can't fix a bad swing with a $400 bat, But, you know, it sounds to me like you might be able to help yourself with a $99 bundle to help your whole team.
You can sure practice better.
Yeah, you can sure get, you can sure practice better. There's nothing, you know, that's the thing about baseball, and that's why I love it. I mean, you know, it's not as easy as, oh, I'm struggling, I'm going to go take some extra swings. Well, nothing's guaranteed. I mean, you got to perform, but, you know, we're all looking for an edge in how we train. I mean, you know, people are training harder in the off season. They're spending more time doing this and that. Well, you know, sometimes it's how you spend your time, and if you spend it smarter. So I think you guys have, without question, revolutionized how people are training and using data to assist themselves. And I think there's obviously a lot of great things out there, but what you guys have made it is affordable. You've made it accessible, and I think you've made it fun too. And we talk about that all the time. The game's got to be fun, and you mentioned it when you've got pro players that are, you know, making a gobs of money, and they're really enjoying something, and it's neat, and they want to do it. You know, kids are going to want to do it. So, and obviously, you have a great spokesman in Mike Trout. I mean, let's face it, you know, kids see him or coaches see him, and you know, what else could you want in a player, right?
Yeah, I agree. And we always laugh because we have 20 plus major league teams using the app, the same one that, you know, the 9-year-old is using. And, you know, we didn't build the app for the major league team. We built it for the 9, 10, 11-year-old or the academy owner, the coach. And then to have, you know, the very best use this same product that's $99 is just crazy. So, you know, it's pretty rewarding on that end. And it's pretty neat to be able to bring this simplified product that, you know, speaks the game to the masses, and there's been quite the response from players, parents, coaches, and, you know, the academy owners and so on. So it's pretty neat.
Well, I'll tell you, I really appreciate you coming on. Like I said, I try to do sometimes I find things that I just think are interesting and are noteworthy, and try to have people on, especially if I think it's going to intrigue a discussion. But sometimes some of the guests I go out and seek or a result of not only that, but people asking me, you know, a lot of questions. And I always hate to, whether it's give an opinion or talk about something that I'm not, you know, not educated enough on to have that conversation without possibly, you know, misrepresenting something or saying something wrong. So I think today, both a couple of days ago in part one and today, I think you've without question brought us up to speed on Zepp. You know, how it came to be, what it is, how to use it, and where you're going. So I can't thank you enough for being on the show, and I know that my listeners and all of our followers appreciate it. It's like I said, this was a pretty hot topic amongst all of them, and I think you've answered a lot of questions for them today. And I would also encourage anybody that's listening to the show, if you have any more questions or anything, please let me know, and I'm sure I can get them to Trevor. But I will tell you, if you go to www.zepp.com, I think the majority of your questions are going to be answered, and I'd be surprised if we didn't have some new Zepp owners out there. But Trevor, I can't thank you enough for taking time. I know with everything you got going on, you're extremely busy, and I just really appreciate you being on the show.
No, thank you very much, and I'm pretty accessible online as well. My Twitter handle is Trevor Stocking, and if you guys have any questions, feel free to do it that way, or you know, ask for me specifically in the Zepp support page or so on, and we can get you guys going. But hopefully, like you said, we've answered a lot of questions through this and on our website, and there's a lot of excitement for youth. So thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No, really great stuff. And that really appreciate you being on the show. That's Trevor Stocking, the baseball product manager from Zepp. And I got to tell you, it was a really interesting conversation over both parts for me, both as a – you know, I say it all the time. I'm a parent. I'm a coach. I'm a dad, and I'm interested. I played when I was younger. You know, and I'm intrigued by baseball and where it's going. And he and I both made reference to it. You got exit speeds and things like that, and they're all becoming part of the game, and they're all measurables and how we look at players and what they can do, and sometimes where they're deficient and how they get there, but. So to me, it's interesting, and I know that everybody's looking for – I mentioned it. Everybody's looking for that edge, and how do we train? How do we train smarter? How do we train better? What is that key thing? And certain things for certain kids may help them, but I will tell you that I found an interesting thing about Zepp that I want to share with everyone, and it was from Sports Illustrated. It was from Tim Newcomb with Sports Illustrated, and he said – Whether it's being used by an MLB superstar or a 10-year-old aspiring little leaguer, the app comes complete with tutorials, drills to address specific deficiencies, video tips from professionals, opportunity to compare your swing side by side with a professional, and analytics aplenty of your own swing. I think that pretty much sums it up. You know, I mean, in a day and age,
it's a great one.
Yeah, in a day and age where, you know, we can look to TV and look at our baseball heroes. I think you can go in your own backyard and do your own thing, and you know, really take your own game to another level. So, we can't thank Zep for being with us this week enough, and they, you know, great guest Trevor was for sure. And now we're going to take a little break, listen to some of our partners, and when we come back, we're going to hear from all of our from our great staff here at Youth Baseball Talk with some drills and some recruitment tips, and see what's going on with Ripken Baseball. But we'll catch you on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Jim Cromer, host of Youth Baseball Talk. When I'm not doing my show, I'm very busy coaching my son's baseball team. We head south every year to enjoy their awesome facilities with grass infields that their region provides. Now we can stay home and enjoy that same experience thanks to the new Gateway Dream Fields located in historic St. Charles, Missouri. Gateway Dream Fields were built to provide the St. Louis area and Midwest region with an opportunity to play on some of the finest fields in the country. You will find Bermuda grass infields, age-appropriate field sizes and outfield walls, along with a spectacular two-tier fan observation area on the main fields. To learn more about this awesome facility and the great tournaments that they provide, simply go to gatewaydreamfields.com. That's gatewaydreamfields.com, or call 314-409-0530. If you're looking for that old-fashioned baseball feel, then look no further than Gateway Dream Fields. They were built just for you.
The Inside Pitch with Peter Caliendo.
Where did this all start? How did you develop this drive? And can you develop the drive? Is this something that anybody can do?
Well, I don't know that I had it when I was younger. I think that as you get older and you learn more things and you get more experiences, you hear from another idea. I mean, and look at those ideas and say, how could I use that?
The Inside Pitch with Peter Caliendo. Find out more at InsidePitchPodcast.com or find us on iTunes and Stitcher. The Inside Pitch, only on the Lineup Media Group.
Hey, everybody. This is Matt Geiger from the You're on the Clock podcast. And if you love football the way I do, but hate hearing about the off-the-field drama that ESPN reports every day, then you need to go to OnTheClockPodcast.com as part of Lineup Media Group. We give you the best football content every week, and we don't talk about any off-field drama. And we also do a DraftKings contest weekly where the top two players get to take home some money. So that's, once again, OnTheClockPodcast.com. Come check us out and let us know what you think.
Attention, coaches, parents, and student athletes. Here at Youth Baseball Talk, one of the most common emails we receive from mom and dad are about the college recruitment and selection process. Far too often, these emails do not have happy endings. Let me tell you about our friend Mark Lineweaver in Perfect Placement. Perfect Placement identifies and helps you with important decision-making factors which are way too often overlooked in the college recruitment process, such as, is it the right student body size for you? Is it a comfortable proximity from your home? Do they offer your desired field of study? How about extracurricular activities that interest you? And of course, the proper level of competition for your skill set. Once they've identified these factors, they will contact those colleges and speak directly to the coaching staff in an effort to help you. To learn more about Perfect Placement, simply check out their website, perfectplacement.com. That's placement with a Y. To contact them, you can email them at info@perfectplacement.com. Remember, that's placement with a Y. Call 310-921-8669 for more information. That's 310-921-8669. Perfect Placement, specializing in assisting your student athlete.
Welcome back, everybody. I really appreciate our partners there. You heard from in the break, both Perfect Placement and the Gateway Dream Fields. Make sure to check them out and support them if you can, and find a need for them. As It's people like that that help the show continue to stay on the air. So we really do appreciate their continued sponsorship and support. So let's get to our Ripken segment. As I've been answering emails on this for the last 3 days. People are dying to hear this. As you know, the Ripken people have been so generous. As most of you are aware, we have been doing the Ripken contest, where somebody is going to win a 5-day tournament experience worth over $5,000 to their new facility in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And if you go to Ripkenbaseball.com and check it out, absolutely phenomenal facility. Obviously, they have the one in Aberdeen, Maryland, and then they've also got the scenic one in Myrtle Beach, where, you know, when you go down there, you're actually almost taking like a beach vacation and playing baseball. So they've done a great job with that stuff. But this new one that they've built in the mountains is absolutely beautiful, and it's obviously first class, done well. It's just what you'd expect from the guys at Ripken, as they're first class all the way. But the contest was great. We had an enormous amount of interest in it. I appreciate it. As you know, we're preparing to start releasing a weekly newsletter, and I encourage everybody to go to our website, youthbaseballtalk.com, and just down on the right, there's a place to sign up. And what you'll be getting from us every week is just content about the show, and of course, things that you can use, whether it be drills or information. You know, hopefully some of our sponsors, as we talk to them and work with them, we're going to have offerings, and as other people come on board, we'll use that as an avenue. Use that as an avenue for you guys to take advantage of some of these great opportunities that we have through our guests. So, if you do that, but that was one of the requirements, and we had a lot of people sign up, and then obviously following us on Facebook and Twitter was part of the contest as well. And then we had a lot of people, as you received additional entries, for retweeting and sharing. And we had some people really, really on it, and it was awesome. And I am happy to announce that our winner of the Ripken baseball trip to Pigeon Forge is Ellen Hudson. So Ellen, if you're listening, and I know you are based on what I saw from your social media and the way you attacked the contest, and you've been a follower for a long time, first off, let me tell you congratulations, and your son's team, judging from what I saw on your social media sites, I believe his name is Liam. He is going to be able to let his friends know that thanks to your efforts and a little bit of luck, obviously, that his team will be able to attend a tournament at Pigeon Forge, Tennessee for the brand new Ripken facility. Looking forward to talking to you. We will be contacting you. You can contact us if you hear this first before you see something from us. But very, very excited for you, excited for all the boys and the families, as you guys are going to, you know, this is going to be something you guys are going to remember for a long time. Just like, you know I will never forget the trip that we took our team with to Myrtle Beach. It's a memory I'll have with my whole family, not just a baseball memory. So congratulations, Ellen. At Onion Mary was her Twitter handle, and if you go to at Onion Mary, you'll see that she really, really got after it for us. So we do appreciate her very much, and congratulations to her son and to all his teammates. It was just an awesome thing. And thank you so much to Ripken Baseball. Make sure you check it out, ripkenbaseball.com. They're awesome facilities, they're awesome tournaments, and just great people, and everything's done first class. And we appreciate them sponsoring this contest, and of course their continued support of the show as we move forward. But really awesome stuff, and congratulations once again, Ellen. So let's move on as we go to some of our youth baseball talk instructors here, and taking on over to our good friend Justin Stone. I believe Justin's going to help us with some defensive stuff this week. So let's take it on over to the Majestic Coaches Corner with Justin Stone, sponsored by Elitebaseball.tv. Justin, take it away.
Thanks, Jim. This is Justin Stone from Elitebaseball.tv coming to you again this week from the Majestic Coach's Corner. Switching it up this week, we're going to talk about something I think it doesn't get talked about enough in infield play. And that's the skill of going into the outfield and getting fly balls. As we're getting out onto the fields now, high school players are getting ready to start their games. Players in the South and in the West are already well into their seasons. One of the things that we fail to work on is outfielders and infielders communicating on fly balls in between each other, and specifically infielders going hard for fly balls into the outfield. The thing that I think most infielders think and the mindset that they have is they rely on their outfielders too much and expect them to make these plays. Second, you notoriously see infielders becoming unathletic and backpedaling into the outfield for shallow fly balls instead of turning and running. So we're going to talk about some fundamentals and also some mindsets that infielders need to have in order to go into the outfield and receive fly balls successfully. Number one, when we have the fly ball hit, the one thing that I teach our infielders is no matter where the ball is put in play, including foul balls, is I always want to take two hard steps to the ball in any direction. It's just a good baseball mindset to have because you never know when you're going to have to make that special play and helping out a teammate that maybe falls down or doesn't see a ball. And I'm going to use an example of that a little later in this piece. So we're taking two hard steps to any ball in the air, and that gets you used to seeing the ball off the bat and anticipating and making that initial burst to the ball wherever it is. That's going to help us by going hard early, so if the ball is hit into the outfield, shallow, that the infielder can get out there and coast late. We go hard early to coast late. And that is a drop step and run to the ball versus a backpedal. Now, of course, if the ball has just hit a step or two behind us, we can backpedal to keep our chest behind the ball, and that's an easy way to field it. But beyond that, we need to turn and run. So I work on drop steps with our infielders just like we do with our outfielders. A coach thrown ball, throwing it over their shoulder, we're turning, we're being explosive, we're running to the ball. Next, the best way to work on shallow fly balls or any fly ball into the outfield for infielders to field is doing it without outfielders present. So whether it's a fungo, whether it's a thrown ball, if there's nobody else out into the outfield, the infielder has to make the play. And so that ball may be well into the outfield with the depth that the left fielder or center fielder is normally playing. And I want the infielder to get used to running full speed and going after fly balls aggressively. So that gets them used to approaching the ball hard. And then all we have to do is incorporate the communication. And the communication between infielder and outfielder is this. The infielder is taught to go hard after any fly ball into the outfield until he hears the outfielder call him off. So obviously infielders sometimes are gun shy about the collision possibility with an outfielder. And we work that in practice by making sure that the outfielders are vocal early enough on balls they expect to take. However, if the infielder can get there and camp, and a camp ball is one where the player can get his chest facing home plate, can get underneath, and I tell our infielders we want to wave our arms as well as calling out the ball multiple times. This will give the outfielder an auditory and visual cue that we are going to take it, and he'll back off. Otherwise, if the outfielder calls off the infielder needs to peel off, and it's the outfielder's ball. So this is something that infielders can get better at by doing without an outfielder first, and then we incorporate the communication by putting the outfielder back into the drill. Finally, this can be a game-changing play if you have infielders that are comfortable going into the outfield to make these plays. And I use myself as an example. I have a very modest playing background, but I know at one time I was in high school and I had scouts there to watch me play. And because I was always used to just taking those two hard steps in any direction the ball was hit, this one time a ball was hit into right center field, I was playing shortstop. And I took two or three hard steps towards a routine fly ball in the right center field and noticed that my center fielder hadn't moved yet and my right fielder either wasn't paying attention or didn't see the ball. So I just continued on that sprint to right center field from shortstop, caught a ball on a dead run towards the fence with my back to the infield. And that's the only time in my life I ever made that play, but I put myself in a position to make that play because I always had the good hustle tendency of going hard to any ball that was hit, no matter where it was, fair or foul. So I was able to make that play. And it could have been a game-changing play. And really, it could have been a life-changing play because we did have scouts in attendance that day. And that's something they're not accustomed to seeing. Oh, this guy made a hustle play, a shortstop catching a ball in right center field. Isn't something you see every day. So you can use that, and it will show up. It will benefit the player. It'll benefit the team of just getting used to being a hustle player, not being shy about going out aggressively for fly balls into the outfield, but of course, it's something that we've got to work on first. You'll see a video of this on Jim's site, the Youth Baseball Talk, where we'll explain this in further detail. And you can also see it at elitebaseball.tv on our members blog, where we're putting something new up every week, sometimes multiple times a week. But until next week, I'm Justin Stone from elitebaseball.tv, coming to you from the Majestic Coach's Corner, and we'll see you on the field.
Thank you, Justin, and we really appreciate your information as always. And make sure you give them a check out there at elitebaseball.tv. Fantastic information that I think you'll find useful for any age type player, and especially for mom and dad and coaches, you guys try to put together plastic practice plans for your players. So awesome stuff as always. And you know, another guy that does a tremendous job both with younger kids, older kids, you know, even some of the major league guys and minor league guys that are coming in to see him, you know, just does a great job. So let's go on over to the Sandlot Recruitment Tip of the Week with Rick Strickland, brought to you by St. Louis Pirates Baseball. Rick, take it away.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show again this week. I wanted to take a moment of reflection a little bit, because I think a lot of times over the years we don't give enough credit to the people that have been involved in the program helping us train and develop the players. But as I look back over the years, you know, the one constant, of course, that's been in the program is myself. But I've had some really talented people be involved. I've had some young people that come in involved and advance their careers. This week, I won't say lost a guy, but we helped a guy who first got in our program, and his goal was to get to be a Division One on Division One coaching staff. Brett Huber, who is our pitching director, was a pitching director, has accepted a position at Ole Miss, back at his alma mater. And I know when he first got here, we talked a lot about, you know, what he wanted to do and where he wanted to go. And the thing I said to him is, we'll help you get there. We'll teach you how to do the things that you need to do that would be attractive to schools and be able to move on. And we knew, and I've been telling folks for well, since Brett got here, that he wouldn't be here long, because he's a super talented kid. And I wanted to give a shout out to him, because he did such a tremendous job in his little time that here. And you think about that with the, I think there's three or four SEC level pitchers that he has been able to touch in his limited time in our program. And that's my comments on him. But the other thing I wanted to talk about is that, you know, you go back and you start to look through the Rolodex of players, coaches that you've had over the years, and you realize that you've been extremely blessed. And before Brett, our pitching coordinator at that time was Brian DeLunas and Josh Kiesel. And Josh Kiesel was a weight strength guy who actually played for us, that we actually helped push him in the direction of getting certified to be a strength guy. And those guys, you know, branched out and became P3 on their own and developed a successful pitching weight strength development program. We've had some other guys that have helped us over the years. Seth Von Buren, who's now at the head coach at Maryville University. Tanner Matson, who coached at Missouri State. We've had just a number of guys who are at Division I schools or that have played for us at Division I schools or junior colleges at this point in time. So extremely fortunate. I think a lot of times that get overlooked, that it's a place of opportunity of development for kids, but it's also a place of opportunity and development for young aspiring coaches as well. So been extremely blessed. I wanted to talk about that a little bit and also let the community know that Zach Pierman of Lindenwood University, formerly of Lindenwood University alumni in Granite City High School, now will be moving into the slot that's been vacated by Brett Huber as our new arm care and pitching development guy. Wanted to announce that. If you have any questions, that you can reach us at sandlotelite.com or stlouispirates.com. Thanks, Jim. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Appreciate you as always, Mr. Strickland, and great stuff, and the continued support from St. Louis Pirates here for at Youth Baseball Talk is always appreciated. So look forward to hearing from all those guys again next week. And until then, I encourage everybody to make sure they check out Zep for sure with this information that we got from Trevor this week. I know I learned a lot about it, and you know, I like to help my kids and help my the kids that play for me, not just my own kids. I love to try to help them be the best players they can be. And you know, sometimes you stand there as a coach and you scratch your head and you go, man, I don't know how to reach him. But you know, I think with kids, seeing is believing sometimes. So you know, for me, if you take the Zep app, you put it right there on your phone, or if you have an iPad or whatever it is, and you can show a kid. Plus, let's face it, it's kind of cool, right? So for the younger kids especially, they're going to be a little more in tune with what's going on. They're going to be like, hey, I want to see, let me see. And then for the older kids that are really in control of their swing and their bodies, when you can show them what they're really doing versus what they think they're doing, I think it makes a big difference, and especially the way they get motivated and the way they're taught. So I think it's a great product, but I do appreciate Trevor coming on this week. As always, appreciate our great instructors and Justin Stone and Rick Strickland. And of course, a thousand thanks over to the people at Ripken Baseball and their partnership with us and allowing us to give away just an outstanding package to the new, you know, facility in Pigeon Forge. And of course, special thanks to Ellen Hudson, as you know, she went above and beyond with the contest and truly embodied what we were trying to do there. So we appreciate her just like I appreciate all of you.
I really hope, though, everybody enjoyed the two-part interview session with Trevor, as we learned a lot about Zep, obviously how it works, kind of how it started, where it came from, most importantly, what it can do for you and your son or daughter if you use it to try to improve your game. Obviously, some of the professional guys that are using it and some of the great instructors out there. I mean, I've seen everybody, a lot of the guys that we've had on the show, but everybody that I know at one time or another has used it in some form of training capacity and teaching kids. As I, you know, in my, it's my opinion that, you know, the kids really enjoy it. You know, they love technology. They like to see their own swing on camera, or in this instance, they would see it on their own device and get some instant feedback and be able to see their progress. So for me, that's a big thing as far as the training aspect and the excitement that goes around it. But they're obviously doing tremendous things over there, and with the addition of the new smart bat and how it will translate into actually using it in gameplay and getting real feedback from real swings under those pressure situations, it's nothing short of amazing, really. So as time goes on and technology continues to increase, and we have those things at our disposal, it'll help us all, you know, help our players become better if used properly. So hats off to them for sure, as it is a fantastic product, and I appreciate their willingness to send me one. And I will report back to everybody my own findings, as even though both of my sons have used them before, I've never been the one using it with them. So I'm interested to use it and then report back to you how easy it was for me to use. And as I've done a little bit of research since they've told me that they were going to send me one, I can tell you that I do think it is going to be helpful, and I do think it'll be an easy product to use and understand. So I do look forward to sharing those things with you. But, you know, from all of us here at Youth Baseball Talk, we really appreciate you guys joining us every week, and I look forward to you coming back. So for my producer, Brian, I am your host, Jim Cromer, and we will see everybody next week.
Youth Baseball Talk, powered by Baseball U, the nation's youth baseball network. Subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, or wherever you listen to the show. You can find us online at youthbaseballtalk.com, facebook.com/youthbaseballtalk, or on Twitter at podcastbaseball. Plus, check out all of the LMG Network's podcasts at lineupmediagroup.com.